President Xi Jinping says that China will continue to work with Indonesia to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Chinese leader exchanged congratulations with his Indonesian counterpart on Monday, marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the bilateral relationship. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will attend a video conference of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations plus China, Japan, and South Korea today to discuss measures to combat the coronavirus. So far, the virus has infected close to 20,000 people and killed nearly 800 across the 10 ASEAN countries. Chinese health authorities received reports of 89 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on the mainland on Monday. 86 of the new cases were imported. The total number of imported cases has reached 1,464. Three new domestically transmitted cases were reported, all in Guangdong province. Three new suspected cases, all imported ones, were reported Monday on the mainland, with two in Shanghai and one in Inner Mongolia. A health official says about 70% of China's COVID-19 cases from overseas were diagnosed when they were under quarantine and medical observation after entering China. Wang Bin with the National Health Commission says that all people entering the country must undergo a 14-day quarantine and medical observation. The confirmed and suspected cases and people with symptoms such as fever will be sent to medical institutions for quarantine and treatment. Their close contacts will be put under isolated medical observation in designated facilities for 14 days. China's National Health Commission has dispatched an expert team to Suifenhe to support the city's prevention and control of imported COVID-19 cases. The city's in Heilongjiang province near the border with Russia. NHC spokesperson Mi Feng says some of the experts have just finished providing medical assistance in Hubei province.
The dispatched personnel include medical experts on infection control, intensive care, and respiratory diseases, as well as public health professionals on emergency health response, infectious disease control, and laboratory testing.
He adds that it's an urgent task to improve medical care in border cities, and more medical equipment, test kits, protective materials, and lab equipment will be allocated to these regions. So far, Suifenhe has seen its imported COVID-19 cases climb to 243. The city's beefed up prevention efforts as the number of imported cases continues to rise. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned on Monday that control measures must be lifted slowly to eradicate COVID-19.
We know that in some countries, cases are doubling every 3 to 4 days. However, while COVID-19 accelerates very fast, it decelerates much more slowly. In other words, the way down is much slower than the way up. That means control measures must be lifted slowly and with control. It cannot happen all at once. Control measures can only be lifted if the right public health measures are in place.
He says the WHO will soon publish updated strategic advice to support countries and regions in making decisions on lifting containment measures. The governors of Washington, California, and Oregon have agreed to work together to reopen their economies amid ongoing attempts to curb the coronavirus spread. Each state is building a state-specific plan. The leaders vowed to develop a testing, tracking, and isolating system as part of efforts to protect the public. A U.S. Navy sailor aboard an aircraft carrier who tested positive for the coronavirus has died. He died in hospital on Monday, marking the first death of a sailor assigned to Theodore Roosevelt. The sailor tested positive for the virus last month and was removed from the ship to receive treatment in Guam. As of Sunday, 585 sailors had tested positive for the virus, and over 3,000 other crew members were negative. Around 4,000 sailors were removed from the ship to U.S. Navy facilities in Guam. Last month, the captain of the ship was axed after writing a letter appealing for measures to stop the virus spread and save the lives of sailors.